Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
What day is this?
It is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo.
And on Deadspin.com today, I trashed all of the LeBron minions for crying and bellyaching about the Nets and KD and Kyrie and Harden. Just stop it. Just stop. And if you didn't get a chance to check it out, check it out. It's at Deadspin.com or on my social media.
Or you're going to probably say the same thing right now because that's perfect segue. Yes. Brian Windhorst, you know, Wendy, when I worked at the Akron Beacon Journal, which is where I began covering the pros. So I went from a high school writer to covering the professional. I covered some
Indians. That was
Indians.
A big jump, wasn't it?
It was a jump. Yep. And they warmed me up with, you know, I did a little soccer. I mean, this is all within a couple months. You know, I did a little soccer, a little hockey. Uh-huh. Yeah, and then they put me, I was like back up on the Indians when they went to the World Series in 1995. You probably know Sheldon Ocker.
Man, Rob. He's the best. He's one of the best baseball guys out there, Sheldon.
Yep. So I was backing him up and went through the playoffs and the World Series with them and then covered the Cavaliers my first year, 95-96. But Brian Windhorst was a clerk in the sports department. He was attending Kent State University, but he was working, you know, at the Akron Beacon Journal. Right, so I go way back with Wendy, good guy. But anyway, his mom taught LeBron at St. Vincent St. Mary High School, which is where both LeBron and Windhorst went. But, you know, Windhorst is older. But so Windhorst today on his own podcast was talking about LeBron, and we mentioned this, Rob, at the All-Star game or right after, you remember, LeBron just threw mega praise at Steph Curry. Mad praise, right?
It was ridiculous. It was over the top.
Well, Windhorst addressed it today, and here's what he said, Rob.
LeBron thinks there's some doubt. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing this. Because I know he feels a certain way about Steph, because I watched it.
The doubt about what? What do you mean?
Did you think LeBron thinks he may leave?
LeBron started recruiting him at the All-Star break. Steph is eligible for a contract extension this summer, and LeBron started recruiting him an All-Star break.
Yeah, but he might be playing for somebody else and once the next contract's done.
That's it. That was Mark Spears, by the way, pushing back.
Mark Spears. Let me give the
undefeated.
Undefeated. Yep.
Right. Let me give a quick thing, Rob, and then I know you want to hit this. So, look, Steph is under. He's not a free agent this summer. He is under contract. He's making $43 million this year. He'll make $45 million next year. And so he's eligible to extend his contract, but he's not a free agent until the summer of 22. So just keep that in mind. But, Rob, go ahead. I'm going to let you add it.
I just think this whole thing, first of all, I'm not buying in that Steph is openly go join LeBron. I just don't buy it. He's won 3 championships. You know the legacy he's built, Chris, in Oakland and San Francisco. I mean, why would you go do something else? That doesn't make any sense to me. Number two, this whole idea that you know, oh, KD and them and they wrecked the game and look at what they're doing and this ain't fair. Here's LeBron James. He tried to get Kawhi to join him and Anthony Davis. He already set up the big three in Miami. And now this whole idea, the notion that he wants Steph to kind of come to the Lakers and try to help him dethrone the Brooklyn Nets or whatever. I mean, what are people thinking? LeBron started this mess. That's why we're where we are. Chris and I have talked about this. I truly believe had LeBron never left Cleveland, Chris, we wouldn't be here. I really don't believe we would not.
And you know this.
Not to this degree, right?
I've not been critical of LeBron. And I'm not critical. I think he was well within his rights, fine, to go to Miami. The Cavaliers couldn't build a super team for him. So he went and built his own. I'm fine with it. But I do agree with you that there's no way we'd be seeing all this movement. There's no way. I don't know. I definitely don't think, and again, I could be wrong. It's my speculation. But I definitely don't think Kevin Durant would have even thought about going to Golden State.
Nope. I agree with you. I think he'd still be in Oklahoma City.
Right. Or maybe he would have went somewhere else. But I don't think he would have thought, I can go to this juggernaut. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't imagine he would have thought that. I don't know that Anthony Davis pushes his way out of New Orleans. I don't know that James Harden pushes his way out of Houston.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, it just wasn't happening. And again, you look at it as a negative. I don't, but we both agree that that is what started this whole trend. What I'd say about this, Rob, is just that those LeBron or Laker fans out there, and this is not, everybody knows I'm not anti-LeBron. You know, Skip used to call me LaChris until LaShannon and LaNick Wright came along. Right, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right. So I just try to keep it real and objective. But all those LeBron and Laker fans who are complaining about KD and even throwing out there, KD has to get all this help to beat LeBron. Stop it. Just stop it. This is proof. LeBron is trying to do the same thing.
Yes.
They're both the same. And again, to me, it's not a negative. But Kevin Durant in building this super team and bringing all these superstars together is only doing what LeBron has either done or tried to do. That's the only difference. LeBron just hasn't succeeded at it like KD.
Thank you. LeBron has struck out more times. I mean, he had the perfect scenario. Think about it, Chris. And I get it. Kawhi Leonard's a star, already won two championships. But it would have been an easier road had he just joined Anthony Davis and LeBron James. They probably would have won four straight championships, right?
And well, it would have taken this a team like what they've got in Brooklyn to even hope to compete with them.
But you know what I'm saying? At that point,
yeah, it would have been ridiculous.
It would have been ridiculous. You would have looked and said, "Who's beating that team?"
It would have been ridiculous.
And he didn't bite. I mean, they had the money for him. He's still playing in the same building, and he would have still been coming home basically to L.A. He's from suburban L.A. So what's the difference, Chris? There's no real difference other than he's the star at the Clippers. That's the difference.
Right. It's his team.
Right.
And look, people can believe it or not. Obviously, I thought he was going to the Lakers. He didn't. But there's a lot of intel out there that had he not gotten Paul George, got that trade going through, he would have been with the Lakers. Now, maybe it wouldn't happen, but there's a lot of intel saying if Paul George, that trade doesn't go through, he's with the Lakers. But the difference to your point, Rob, is he would have been the third wheel with the Lakers. And in the Clippers, he's his own guy. It's his team. He's the leader. He's the, you know, whether he wants to be a leader, in that sense, he's the best player. And so that's the difference. But that's the point. LeBron tried to build this team, and it just didn't happen. And now, if there's any credence to what Windhorse is saying, this is just another example of why you shouldn't be killed. If you don't like, I'll give people this. If you killed LeBron for all his moves of building super teams and trying to get Kawhi, and if he's trying to get Steph, if you kill him for that and you kill KD, cool. That's consistent. But if you don't kill LeBron for it and you kill KD, that's just inconsistent and you're not keeping it real. So that's my thing. I think, you know, this is a new era. This is players are looking to do this. A lot of them, not all of them. And KD, look, KD, Rob, I don't know if you've noticed this. He does follow, whether it's purposeful, subconsciously, or just coincidence. He follows in LeBron James's footsteps. LeBron goes to Miami to build a super team because he got to get this monkey off his back and no rings. KD goes to Golden State. Same thing.
Right.
LeBron leaves there after 4 years or three. KD leaves Golden State. Even off of the court, KD's got the boardroom. LeBron had More Than an Athlete. You know, KD's doing a lot of similar things, and it's good stuff. So I'm glad the off-the-court stuff. But he does a lot of similar things to LeBron. And so this is just, to me, another example that he's building a super team, and he's happening to have – we'll see, Rob. They haven't won it yet. But right now it looks like he's having more success
at it. But they look like – I mean, the only thing that I look at, and I'm just being, when they're doing what they're doing, I don't care who, 17 out of 20 without Durant.
18 somebody's got, now.
Yep. Is it 18?
18. Well, it's not all, you might be right without Durant. Yeah.
No, but what have they won? 18 out of the last 21?
18 of the last 21 they've won.
I mean, Chris.
Durant played one game. Yeah.
You know the NBA. I mean, seriously, that's. Without Durant, you're going to add Durant and tell me they're going to lose at a higher rate? I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Rob, their record is 20-8 without Durant.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
That is the second. That by itself would be the second best record in the league to Utah.
Right.
That by itself, without KD.
Without KD, what are they going to do when they get KD? You think they're going to fall back and can't figure out how to win? Absolutely not.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who's ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let's go to the NFL. The draft is, you know, everybody's talking draft. NFL never, I mean, it never shuts off, Rob. There is always NFL stuff to talk about. And we approached this subject or broached this subject yesterday. San Francisco and the Jimmy Garoppolo situation. And they came out. Rob, I got to give them at least acknowledgement they were brutally honest.
No,
now some people might say, look, we knew
they
were taking a quarterback. Right. We knew they were taking a quarterback. Okay. But they talked about Jimmy G not being happy about it. Pissed off was actually the phrase they used. But they were honest about their situation. And it seems to be this, Rob, that they're clearly, they said they're drafting a quarterback. And Jimmy G is on the clock, right? Unless he has a tremendous season and leads them maybe to the Super Bowl, if not to the Super Bowl victory, he's out of there, Rob. He's right. out of there. And so they're going to draft his successor. Now, if he does have a great season and they go deep, then I guess he could stay. But what they're concerned about are his injuries. And apparently, we talked about it yesterday, a New England Patriots tight end, Jermaine Wiggins, talked about even back in New England, they felt like he was fragile. And he's proven to be. He when he plays, he wins. They're 22-8 with him. And they're bad without
him. His record is impressive. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things.
Absolutely.
It's hard to poo-poo his winning. It just
so,
is, am I right?
And you and I have said this before. All the people that act like he is just a scrub, I'm sorry. I don't get it. If you want to tell me he's not Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, fine. I agree. Right. But to act like he's chump change?
Right. No, he wins too much. It's not
right.
like they're
and
500
and they don't win without him, Rob. Right. It'd be one thing if they were still winning or close, right?
Yep, I
They
agree.
Fall off the map without him. So, but here's the deal. They're looking to draft his successor. And, Rob, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Mac Jones from Alabama. He was just a week or two ago. He was like the, you know, people talking about New England taking him at 15.
Right.
Now there's legitimate talk, and apparently there's might be some legs to it because Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, the GM, they actually went to Mac Jones's pro day today over Justin Fields from Ohio State. They sent the assistant GM to Justin Fields' pro day. So, you know, what do you – I know we don't scout these guys. We're not claiming to be experts on all these quarterbacks. But what do you make of this situation? I mean, look, some people say, could it be a smokescreen? Obviously, they went to his pro day, so I think they'd be interested to some degree. But, you know, guys throw out all types of smoke screens. Supposedly, the Jets are all in on Zach Wilson. Maybe. I guess. But, you know, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for teams to just throw stuff out there, Rob.
Yeah, and the thing is, and I'm not a scout, Chris, and I don't watch the players of, you know, the college level as much as I watch the NFL, obviously. But I just think it's a crapshoot with these quarterbacks. I mean, we've seen all these guys do great things in college, Chris, not pan out. I just don't, you know, I get it. They always think there's a brand new shiny toy and he's going to be that guy or whatever. But we've seen some quarterbacks already who we thought were going to be something special, and they were duds, right?
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
We're in our pre-show meeting. It's hard not to – you mentioned Sam Darnold. I mean, Sam Darnold's done zero in the NFL.
Right,
zero.
And he was a third pick, Rob.
Right.
And guys were singing his praises. And look, we both acknowledge maybe he'll, you know, if he goes elsewhere or with Robert Saleh
or he has
Jets,
a different –
I mean, it looks
right.
like he's going elsewhere. But, you know, maybe he'll still come around. But to this point, he's done nothing. And as you said, the same things you're hearing, not about Trevor Lawrence, but everybody else, all the other accolades, they're talking about how good Zach Wilson is and how good Mac Jones. We were hearing the same things and then some about Sam Darnold.
This is what I'm saying is, like, you hear all this stuff, and, you know, our guy TJ Houshmandzadeh swears by Sam Darnold, swears.
Yep.
But it hasn't materialized, Chris, so I don't know. When these guys, I mean, you know, they're always throwing out, oh, he's going to be this or he's going to be the next that. I mean, I remember when Vince Young came out of college. Chris, you thought he was going to be not going to have a big NFL career?
The thought was he might revolutionize the game.
He was a big-time winner.
He was awesome in college.
Right? He had all the intangibles you talked about, right? No? Yes? A leader of men?
I'll give you that because you're right. I'm a big intangibles guy,
yes.
And I'll give you – no one would have looked at Vince Young and thought he didn't have the intangibles.
Right.
Because that's what he had in college. I mean, in addition to his
big time,
his
right
skills.
And yeah. and it didn't pan out in the NFL. You know, so I've seen way too many guys come and go, and they just move off of quarterbacks quicker than I've ever, you know, seen.
Which can be a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like you're moving off on some of these guys already. Like, guys who went to the Super Bowl are being discarded. I'm serious.
Right, right.
That's shocking.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff, he's discarded.
Traded, yeah, for the most part, discarded.
Yeah.
Number one pick.
This guy made a couple Pro Bowls, too, Chris. Right. It wasn't like he was just like, he made two Pro Bowls.
Jamarcus Russell, number one pick. Akili Smith, number three pick. Ryan Leaf, number two pick. Josh Rosen, number 10 pick. Sam Darnold, number three, Rob. Oh, Tom Brady, sixth round. Joe Montana, third round. I get it. That's a long time ago, but still. Brett Favre, second round. You said it. And I get it. Look, I see Trevor Lawrence, and I'm like everybody else. I think, okay, he's a sure thing. But it's still a crapshoot, Rob.
It is.
It
sorry.
It really is.
It just is. And I don't care. These people, Chris, they do it for a living, right? Like scouting, watching every throw that a guy made. They'll have somebody there for every throw. They watch film. They go over everything to see if this guy, can he read defenses? You know, what is, does he have an instinct on making a play or recognizing the field? All these things.
Not
and they
to mention
grade them out.
Family background, all that. Yeah, here's what I'll say, because a lot of people are wondering, Mac Jones, really? Now, we know he was terrific at Alabama, but what people are saying is, it's Alabama. Every quarterback is terrific at Alabama, you know? But his receivers have said he's better than Tua. Tua, and this is obviously outlandish, but still, Tua's compared him to Tom Brady. Said he's Tom Brady with athleticism. Here's what I'll say.
Wow.
Here's what I know. Here's what I'll say, though. I mean, we know he's a smart kid. He graduated, like, early, and I think is he taking some advanced classes or something like that? But he's a very smart kid. I do think, Rob, you know this. The intangibles are big. I could throw out Dak Prescott. Now, he's not in the class of, obviously, Montana, Favre, Brady, guys like that. But a really good quarterback, and he's a fourth-round pick. But I do think Mac Jones, when you hear people compare him to Tom Brady, what they're talking about are the intangibles. Smart, not just book smart, but also football IQ. A leader. Obviously, his receivers swear by him. They're saying he's better than Tua, who they also play with. You know, that's huge in my book as far as the quarterback position. Nobody in their right mind would say Tom Brady has the best physical skills.
Right. Even people you know? Who love Tom Brady,
oh, yeah,
everybody
right.
knows
no
that.
No way.
Right.
It's the intangibles. And your guy, Joe Montana. I mean, now, these guys have skills, don't of course. But they don't have the greatest arms. You know, they're not the greatest athletes, but they had those leadership skills, that football IQ. They could galvanize, make their teammates believe in them. And there's something about it. Dak's done that. Russell Wilson has done that, you know, before. I mean, obviously early on, the defense kind of wasn't feeling him, but, you know, they won, you know. But so I think that Mac Jones may have that. And I'm not going to kill if San Francisco does go with him over a Trey Lance and a Justin Fields and guys that people, you know, athletically and arm talent and stuff they think may be better. I'm not gonna kill San Francisco because I think this guy might have some of those intangibles that could enable him to be a successful guy in the NFL. We have to see. As you said, it's a crapshoot.
It really is.
But
and I think, you know, we could sit here, Chris, and regurgitate what other people say about them, you know what I mean, and the scouts or whatever, but we really don't know. We don't know, and I don't even know how many
executives.
They don't even really know. That was my next point. They really don't.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We talked earlier in the first hour about LeBron James, according to Brian Windhorst, recruiting Steph Curry. Now, we don't want to make, we don't think that's happening.
Yes, that we're Steph not going crazy yeah, over
we're
this.
Not we're not going to, oh, right. This could happen, all that. But I want to throw a hypothetical at you, Rob. What if Brooklyn runs through the league with over the next few months? They run through Milwaukee. They run through Philly. They win the East, maybe lose 2 or 3 playoff games. Get to the finals against the Lakers or the Clippers I think it's going to be one of those two. But whoever represents the West, I think it's coming out of L.A., no doubt. But say they beat them in five. It's just, say they look essentially like the Kevin Durant, Steph Curry Warriors. And it's like, oh my gosh, who can play with these guys? Then would you, it's more plausible that Steph could join LeBron. Do you think in that case, it would begin to make any sense for something like that to happen?
I get your hypothetical. I don't believe that with Steph. I know what you're saying, Chris.
You know, if like somebody's got to put a team together that can compete with these guys.
Right. But I think if Steph wasn't cemented in Golden State, do you know what I mean? Like if there was another star, say a Kevin Durant type star who was on a team, Chris, hadn't won his championship yet, you know what I mean, and was looking for that to team up, I think that's realistic. Steph has too much to me to lose. And from the standpoint of all of his time in the Bay Area, what if he goes and joins them and loses with LeBron or what? I'm they can't beat Brooklyn.
He's ruined, not ruined, because obviously, you know, still has his legacy,
but you know what I'm saying.
But yeah, for a time being, they'd be upset with him.
Right.
You know? For the rest of his career, probably they'd be upset, or most of it, they'd be upset with him. And then, you know,
it's not like when Karl Malone left Utah to go join the hated Lakers at the very end of his career, Chris, trying to win a championship, right? Utah was cool with that. He gave them 18 years or whatever it was.
Right.
And they were cool. Okay, you know, we don't like the Lakers. We hate to see you with that uniform. But he's trying to win a championship. That's not – Steph's already won. He's been at the height at Golden State.
Well, see, and that's a good point, Rob. Like, you mentioned all he has to lose, which is significant. The thing is, too, what he has to gain does not equal what he has to lose.
That's another good point.
You know, like,
because it would be on LeBron's feather. It would be LeBron's thing, though, wouldn't it? It would be, be LeBron.
Even if Steph, because obviously LeBron's older, let's say Steph, you know, he would probably would be their leading scorer. But it wouldn't be viewed as his team. He wouldn't be viewed as the best player. Anthony Davis is still young. So even if Steph won like finals MVP, say they won, his legacy really is not going to like benefit that much from that. He's built he's one of two small point guards who's built a mini dynasty, if you will. Isaiah Thomas and Steph. That's it. He's you know, many people, including myself, view him as the best small player. Some people have him as a second or third best point guard behind Magic Johnson. Like, his legacy is set, Rob, and going and being, you know, playing on LeBron's team and winning a ring, I don't know. Like, if Steph gets a fourth ring that way, it doesn't really change anything for him. Good experience, right? Fun.
No, I agree.
But, you know, so now you mentioned a guy that, you know, you kind of just threw out a scenario of a guy who's really good, hadn't won yet. I don't think he'd do it. Everything he has said to this point is that he would
Giannis,
never do
are you,
that.
Is that where you're going?
No.
Oh.
He's not quite yet Dame Lillard.
Okay.
Now, he's not Giannis. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he is a high-level point guard, future Hall of Famer, I believe. But never's really gotten even close to a ring. And so he would be – and look at Brooklyn. Their advantage is in the backcourt over the Lakers.
Right, right. So, the Lakers would need some backcourt.
Lillard would be a perfect guy to go there, but everything he has said, Damian is a very upfront dude. One of the most in the league, most upfront guys in the league. If he says, that's not me, I'm not doing that, I think he means that. I don't think he'll change. And here's the other thing, Rob, as good as he is, very few people are holding it against him that he hasn't won a ring. You know, like, it's because you're very few small point guards lead teams
and,
the ring.
And everybody's even not going to win a ring. Everybody's not going to win a ring.
I mean, right. Like Chris Paul. Right. Are people killing Chris Paul because he hasn't won a ring?
Right. And, no. and Chris Paul may never win one.
Right. He probably won't. And if he does, it maybe would be kind of, remember Gary Payton getting his ring? Didn't change his legacy at all. He was, by that time, he was well past his prime. You know, so that, but Lillard, Giannis, I don't know if Giannis won't be ready next year to lead. Like, it could get to a point, Rob, where he's tired of failing and other teams are getting better. Where look, LeBron did it, KD did it. Where they're like, look, I got to go get some help. I need another star. LeBron and KD, as great as they are, have never won it without a second superstar, at least. So what's to make us think Giannis is going to do it? I'm not saying it's impossible. Dirk did it, but chances are Giannis won't do it.
Right.
He needs that extra guy, and so, but would he? I don't see Giannis doing that, Rob.
I don't either. I really don't, because what he could have easily done it already and he didn't do it.
He didn't even wait to be you can argue, right. He should have at least tested free agency.
He could have
seen what happens this year, right?
Exactly. He could have, and he didn't even do that. So that tells you a lot about where his head is, and he wasn't interested in that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's do you think, so let's go with my scenario. Brooklyn runs through the league, wins the championship fairly easily. What do you think, like, there's going to be, like, could the Lakers, if they got a Bradley Beal, I mean, that would help.
Yeah, I don't know what would happen. It would be interesting. And if they made it easy, Chris, like they just rolled through the playoffs, and you know what I mean? If it became like a joke, then right. You might be right where some other players are like, dude, this is ridiculous. Like, we just had
Golden State do this.
Right.
We got to...
Golden State just went through five straight finals, right?
Right, right, right. We got to put something together. You know LeBron will be working, but I'm with you. I don't see it being Steph. He just doesn't need it. And here's the other thing, Rob. Golden State's going to be good next year. Now, right now, I wouldn't call them the favorite in the West next year. But when they get Clay back, James Wiseman is a year older. Andrew Wiggins settles in as the third scoring option behind Stephen Clay. Draymond's actually playing well this year, both sides of the floor. Spurs, he's not scoring, but he's doing other things, career high in assist. They, I think, are going to be very good next year. And so that's another reason, like, why does Steph, you know, why would he leave that? And you know he's close with Clay. I mean, Draymond, you know, they've been.
I just can't see him walking out on those guys.
Special.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think that would be a hard thing. And also, what if they have a resurgence and, you know, like with the new group and win and go out and say they were down a couple of years and then they wind up winning again before he's done. You know what I mean? Like that would
he'd gain much more from that.
Absolutely.
Than from, you know, going to join LeBron. And the thing too, you mentioned if he goes to LA and they don't win. Look, this is 2 out of 3 seasons now that LeBron in LA has gotten hurt. And a fairly serious injury, right?
Yeah.
So some of that you would think is related to age. As great a shape as he is in, we can't guarantee, like, everybody's just almost writing in that he's got 3 more years of tremendous basketball left in him. And he might when he plays, but you wonder, will injuries be a factor?
Right. We've seen so many great players, Chris, at the end. I mean,
right.
A lot of guys went out where they just couldn't do it anymore and they kept getting hurt. I mean, it's just...
Yep.
I just think that that's the norm when you play a long time. Guys wind up getting hurt.
Right. It's not so much, in a lot of cases, it's not that you can't still play at a high level. It's that you can't stay healthy or you can't sustain it over the course of a full season. So,
have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.